Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones on this Friday, February 11th edition. And we're talking to Joe C. Husen, President and CEO of Liberty Guard, who, of course, are leading the fight against Big Sis and the TSA. Now, Joe was just talking before the break about how his group is looking to get more information on this study, which found that the private security that airports had hired were more successful than TSA itself, which is very interesting given the fact this week that John Pistole, the head of the TSA, has moved to block the ability of private airports from replacing the TSA with their own private security. Of course, a massive invasion of the 10th Amendment and states' rights. But Joe, after that, you were just mentioning the Walmart telescreens and Big Sis's message to shoppers. Now, what's your investigation into that concluded?
Well, again, I think if you look at all of these things that we're discussing, it's just a breathtaking, rapid deterioration of civil liberties. I mean, we're being assailed and assaulted as American people by these procedures. You just mentioned this, the private versus public and TSA, and this is this protecting a special interest group? In this case, the TSA unions. Is that what's driving this, or is it really public safety? And this Catapult Consulting study seems to address that. And our suspicion is it came out in favor of the private contractors, and perhaps that's not politically expedient for the TSA, but again, that comes back to the question of the safety of American people versus political expediency. And so that's a shocking revelation to me. And then we move along to Walmart, and now we're into Orwellian country of, you know, people there buying their Walmart goods and looking up at screens and seeing Big Sis with a beatific smile, telling them to, if you see something, say something. Are we now going to be reporting on and tattletales of our neighbors? Are we going to be kind of making stuff up? And I mean, we're all in favor of national security. Who wouldn't be? But at the expense of what? And our civil liberties, our freedom, our Constitution? No, thank you. That's not going to happen. This actually went into effect December of last year. It went into 600 stores. And if you go to the Walmart, has this up on its own website. It says it's the first proud national partner with the good folks down at the Department of Homeland Security. Well, if they're the first national partner, first of all, they're a pretty big partner to get started with. I think every other store is going to really fall in line. And does that mean when we go to the grocery store, we're going to have Big Sis looking at us and wagging her finger and telling us exactly what we need to do? Is this, I mean, how far is this down the road of indoctrination and propaganda? You know, this is surreal to Americans, and looking at this, this is the kind of thing that we are not accustomed to, and that we feel we really need to stand tall and get to the bottom of. And that's what Liberty Guard is doing. We filed this FOIA to say, geez, we need to know more about what this is. What kind of deals were struck? Is there any quid pro quo here? I mean, is there anything in this for Walmart? And if so, we'd certainly like to know about that. And kind of a summary statement that I would make to you, Paul, is that we've been actively involved in this at Liberty Guard, and really we've followed the TSA and Department of Homeland Security procedures. And we've kind of, as we're going through the front door, we've had that front door really kind of slammed in our face. I mean, there's an acknowledgement. We got 9 pages of information about this, and we're just not going to tell you about it. So what we're going to do, just to give you and your listeners a bit of a heads up, we have devised an additional way that we're going to be pursuing this, as we are going to continue to take the legal remedies, administrative remedies that are available to us. We have another program that we're putting into place that is also going to address this. And a specific thing, and we're going to come on Alex's show next week on an exclusive.
We'll see you next time, Joe. End of the segment. Thanks for your time. We'll speak to you again soon. Bob Chapman coming up soon. Stay tuned.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show Live. We're going to get Joe C. Hewson of Liberty Guard back on next week to talk about yet another FOIA request that they've launched in the continuing backlash against Big Sis and the TSA. We're going to go to your calls for Bob Chapman at the bottom of the hour, who, of course, needs no introduction. He's the founder and editor of International Forecaster Financial Newsletter at internationalforecaster.com. The phone-in number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Bob, great to speak to you again. Good to have you back on the show today.
Well, thank you very much, and as always, on Friday, I'm very happy to be here.
Now, the IMF is out again repeating their call for the SDR to replace the dollar as this embryonic global reserve currency. And, of course, we know from previous IMF documents that were published last year that this SDR transference is merely a stepping stone to the eventual implementation of a, you know, a truly global currency that will be controlled by a global central bank. And they've even named what the global currency will be called. It's the Bancor currency. Bob, given the fact that the global elite already have such a tight grip on the global economy, why do they need this global currency?
I think more than anything else, it's a control factor. If you go back to 1969, when the SDR was invented, so to speak, it came at a time when they tried to use it as a substitute for gold. And it turned out very badly. Gold ran up, and after 1971, it ran up some more. And then in 1978, the IMF sold gold. And so the SDR never got any headway, and I don't think it ever will. Under the rules, they cannot be gold-backed SDRs. And it's my personal opinion after these many years that there is no system that can work without gold backing. And the reason why is the temptation is so great that people are always going to print more money or create more credit than they should. And it's been shown over and over again. I was writing an article this morning for tomorrow's issue, and I talked about China. And if anybody has any experience with this, the Chinese do. I mean, they've been printing paper money, and I think they were the first ones to do it, for almost 1,000 years. And it was better than having iron or copper coins, because the iron ones were really heavy. And so they have found that in using a currency without backing, it's always collapsed. And they know that very well, and so does all of these people like Bernanke and Greenspan and so on, who are, quote, financial experts like myself. They believe that they can do it again, and it isn't going to happen. And, of course, it's going to happen. And so the SDR isn't going to work. The Bancor isn't going to work. Keynesianism is not working, and it really is, after all these years of studying it, looking at it, Keynesianism is nothing more than corporatist economic fascism. And it's to underlyingly create monopolies that control governments. And the only thing that's going to work is either a conglomeration of currencies, maybe 5 or 10 or 20, put together. They all have gold backing, and they all have a percentage interest in the unit, in an index. Or they could go back to the dollar after it's devalued, and they've written off their debt like all the other currencies would, that perhaps the dollar would be backed again, say, with 25% gold. And if that happened, it would work fine. August 15, 1971 was the year that this whole thing really started to come unglued. And there's no way back for them. The only thing they can do is back another currency with gold, whatever it is, and it's not going to be the SDR.
Now, I mean, basically, the SDR is a basket of currencies. You've got the dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound. But now we're hearing calls to include the Chinese yuan in this basket of SDR currencies. Is this a move to kind of exalt China as the new global powerhouse while, you know, the U.S. empire fades?
Yes, I think it is. And the Chinese problems are every bit as serious as America's problems. I mean, you go from province to province, inflation varies widely, but if you go to Guangdong and you decide to go shopping in Hong Kong, which is not too far away, you'll find that you'll save an average of about 35% in cost. So what is Chinese inflation? They say it's 5.25%, maybe 15%, maybe 20%, but it all depends on what province you're in, and that's always been that way in China. What is American inflation? They say it's 1.5%. I say it's 6.75%. And QE1 and the stimulus, the first one, will take inflation to 14% this year, followed by QE2 and the stimulus 2 that you saw in the tax package, which I called the pork package. And where's that going to push it to? 20 or 30%? No, this is really serious. And it's the only way they can keep the system going. They don't have any choice. They can't raise interest rates, and they can't stop pumping money in. And, of course, when that happens, all of the currencies fall against gold and silver. And I know the other day Max was on, Max Kaiser was on with Alex, and he said the same thing. And over the last 10 out of 11 years, the average loss of the nine largest currencies over that period was 15.25%. And with silver, it was 20.375%. So it's an ongoing situation where all currencies are falling in value against gold and silver, and the reason why they are is that they continue to create money and credit, and there's a number of ways to do it, which I won't go into, and they're destroying the currencies, and the only way to protect yourself is go to gold and silver.
And, of course, on the subject of inflation, of course, unlike the Federal Reserve, the Bank of China is constantly hiking up interest rates to try and cope with it. We had, of course, you're predicting 14% real inflation in the United States by the end of the year. Last week, I wrote an article based on what the National Inflation Association were saying. And basically, they were saying that everything that we've seen unfold on the streets of Cairo over the past 2 or 3 weeks will come to resemble American cities by 2015, they said. Of course, food inflation and food shortages were two of the primary reasons why the revolution in Egypt was started in the first place. You had Egyptians spending 40% of their income on food alone as a result of the inflation that had taken place. In America, it's roughly, at the moment, it's roughly 13% of income is spent on food. But, Bob, we've got the money supply. It's going to have risen by 192% by the time QE2 is finished, and that's not even taking into account QE3 and QE4, as you mentioned. Tell us how this inflation is going to impact Americans over the next few years, and what can they do about it? Is it just buying gold, or is it a combination of that and storable food? What can people do to prepare for this inflationary holocaust?
Well, it's what we've talked about for a long time on this program and others, and it's dehydrated, freeze-dried foods, a water filter, and something to defend your family. Very, very important, because today it's very difficult to keep your job, and if you're lucky enough to that, you know, you won't need it right away, the food. On the other hand, people are getting laid off left and right. Big corporations, they haven't hired much at all, and that's how they're improving their bottom line. So I expect, in fact, I did a program this morning on Press TV in Tehran, and I was talking about the reason why we would not have better employment figures. We're looking at, if you chuck the birth-death ratio, which is the birth and death of jobs, and that was something that was thought up in order to manipulate the employment figures. If you throw that out and you add its component to the U6, which is 16.375%, you come up at 22.6% real employment. Now, you've got municipalities and states who are going to have to lay off because of tremendous debt that they have. Some of them will go bankrupt as well. And then you also have returning veterans, and there's a fair amount of them. And they are finding it almost impossible to get a job. I get 4 or 5 letters a day from college graduates. What do I do? What do I do? And you just keep on trying. And some people will say, well, I'll take anything I can get. And then they go to get a job, and everybody in there is an illegal alien. So they can't find a job sweeping floors or collecting garbage, you know, the lower order jobs, even though they're willing to take them. And so it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Taking your questions for Bob Chapman, 800-259-9231. Stay tuned, we're going to talk more about inflation, unemployment, and if we're going to see what's unfolding on the streets of Egypt happen in America. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned. RisenPlanet.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Internationalforecaster.com. Now, Business Insider article today, 11 countries at risk of becoming the next Egypt. And you read this article, and there seems to be a common theme. Every single country on the list has high inflation, soaring food costs, and high unemployment, which of course is exactly what we're facing now in America. Bob, they say that, you know, every society is three meals away from a revolution. It's a question we've asked many times. What will it take for American cities to resemble the scenes that we've been witnessing in Egypt over the past couple of weeks? Is it going to come down to food shortages and inflation to really kick things off?
Well, on this and on other programs, I've said many times, when asked what is going to snap these people into gear who are hesitant, don't want to know, see the evidence but don't care. And I always said, empty bellies. And we're on the cusp of that. And it's caused for two reasons, floods and droughts, poor crops. And then on top of it, you have a flight to quality in investment. The stock market, yes, it's up. It's up because of the money that the Federal Reserve has put into, in this instance, purchasing treasuries and agencies, bonds. That's Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA bonds, besides treasuries. And that allows other investors, professional, banking, brokerage houses, speculators, to speculate in the market because they don't have to spend any money trying to purchase bonds because the Fed's already doing it. And so that excessiveness of money that's in the system has gone into the market. But there are those who are saying, no, this is not going to stand up. They just saw the bond market, U.S. 10 Treasury note, go from 220 to 374 today. And that's a point and a half. And that means that we're going to see 30-year fixed-rate mortgages probably in the vicinity of 5.5% to 5.625%, because I think that figure for the 10 will go from 374 to 4% or 4.25% in that area before it rests again, so to speak. When you put all these things together and investors are saying, no, I don't want to be there, so I'll go over and do commodities, gold and silver. And that's what they've been doing. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the commodity index, the CRB index, is still about 60 points from its high 3 years ago. And so I think the high is going to be broken because the money that's flowing into commodities is going to push prices up. It's not only food. It's also base metals, gold and silver, platinum, palladium, and cotton, and on and on. And that's going to continue, because it's a safe harbor. And who's going to pay for it? The poorer countries of the world at first. Riots, revolutions, starvation, particularly starvation. And that'll be followed in perhaps a year or two by problems in bigger, more wealthy nations, such as the United States, Western Europe, maybe even Canada. And I think that that is what's going to finally give that shove to individuals within that society, particularly with higher unemployment. It's going to give it the shove that's going to bring the people in the streets in the same way that it brought them into the streets recently in Tunisia and Egypt. And that's the way it's headed. So the group that you cited, the NIA, is probably right. And I'm probably right as well. How long it will take remains to be seen. I can't answer that, and I don't think anybody can. But that's where we're headed.
Now, you mentioned gold. I wanted to get your take on this one. We'll probably take your answer after the break. But considering the fact that Goldman Sachs habitually do the opposite of what they tell their clients, it's interesting today that they've put out a note saying that basically, the gold rally's over, the US dollar's going to get stronger, and that everything's going to be hunky-dory. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that after the break. We'll also go to your calls, 800-259-9231. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
We're back. It's the you Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, Goldman Sachs habitually do the opposite of what they tell their clients to do. Now they're saying that the U.S. economy is set for a rapid recovery, that gold's going to flop, that the U.S. dollar will get stronger. Does that mean it's the perfect time to buy gold?
Well, it certainly is an indication that it could be. You have to look at Lloyd Blankenfein, and he says, we're doing God's work. And, you know, this is the attitude that these people have. And you're right. They do and want to do the opposite of what they tell the public. And there's no controlling that. It's just like when they write and they speak, they don't even tell you their positions. And a good example is in trading departments. I mean, they be talking about buying stock in their trading department. May very well be short the stock. And so there's no control whatsoever over what they do. But the answer straight up is yes. Gold and silver are going higher. There's no way they can keep it down. Inflation's going higher. Unemployment, at best, will go sideways. And this is going to continue for the next few years. When are they going to try to straighten out the dollar situation? Probably when it drops below 71.18 on the USDX. It's around 77.5 right now. And that will become a reality. When? I don't know, and neither does anybody else. But that's the, you know, the direction that we're headed. You pick the trend and you stay with it, because the trend is your friend. And you don't have to trade. You just get long and stay long. And that's what this saving your capital is all about, by being in gold and silver related assets. I think over the next 2 years that the price of food will double again. I mean, we put up with all of their reduced size of packages, and you're going to buy a box of cereal instead of getting, let's say, 20 ounces. You now get 10 for the same price. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, some of the supermarkets are having specials, and you get 2-for-1, and you pay $5 for this 2 boxes of cereal, so that you'll come back when the special isn't on any longer and buy one for $5. And so that's the way it's going. They'll continue to do it. Every industry is doing it, and the government's lying about it, and it's going to end up in very, very bad situation.
Cody in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, guys. Wanted to bring an article up. I know Paul, you wrote on this. Napolitano secretly hosts terrorist organizations in D.C. And, yeah, this was put out by Judicial Watch back in February 18th of 2010. And in it, it states that among them was the terrorist Muslim Brotherhood, which is a sort of parent organization of Hamas and Al-Qaeda. And then it also goes on to state that the secret event was part of President Obama's innovative program aimed at creating an information-sharing network with Muslim organizations, even those known extremist ties and terrorist connections. So I wanted to ask you if you guys both could agree that there's a tie, there's a hand, a Western hand, in what's going on in Egypt right now. And we know it's all affecting our financial stability here as well as over there.
Well, I wish you'd asked me the question 3 weeks ago, because that's what I've been talking about. And not many people have come up with this take on what has happened in Tunisia and in Egypt. And that is, I think it was deliberately created, because the groundwork was there, in order to be a distraction for what was going on with the municipal crisis in the United States, along with the Fed financing the Treasury debt, and then also the problems in Europe. And they didn't mind letting Mubarak go. He'd stolen $70 billion, and he'll be their friend until he dies. He's 82 years old, so that's probably not very long. And they wanted Suleiman to take over. And they didn't think that they were going to run into the problems that they did. And so when they did, it just threw their problems, I might say, into the toilet. And they don't know what they're going to do now in relation to who's going to run the country. But I got to tell you something. The Muslim Brotherhood was formed in the 1920s. And they were a very fascistic organization, and still are. And they sent 2 divisions of men to fight on the Eastern Front with Germany against the Russians, who were advancing toward Germany. And so that's their overall background, plus their affiliation with Hamas. And the Central Intelligence Agency has been very close to the Muslim Brotherhood and even financed them from time to time. And so what are we going to get? Well, if we get Suleiman, we'll get the same old thing back, and they'll have another dictator. If we get the Muslim Brotherhood, then even if they only have a majority and have to have a coalition government, you're going to still have problems. But the bottom line is, the U.S. government and their actions, as far as I can see, in that area have been a big mistake. They should have never taken that risk. It was not worth it because anything can happen, especially when people are hungry and living on $2 a day. I mean, you people saw 3, 4, 5 million people on the streets. I mean, they were not going to go away. And finally, for American production, Mubarak resigns in the middle of the night so he can be on daytime television in America. But the military has taken over. And under the circumstances, at least temporarily, it's probably the best thing to happen because Suleiman is not controlling them. And he was very deeply involved in the movement of so-called terrorists in the program that the CIA had, and they would send them to Egypt and torture them there. Now, he ran that program for the CIA. So you can see better what you're dealing with here. And so it's going to be a while, perhaps a month or two, before we find out what kind of government they're going to have. But that's what I think happened.
And, of course, we had the U.S. Embassy document where it's admitted that the CIA knew that this plan to overthrow Mubarak was in the works for 2011. They received this information through their informants in December 2008. So, basically, they had 2 years to prepare for this. And of course, now that Mubarak is out of there, you've got this El Baradei character who is a complete front for George Soros and the big new Brzezinski, who is being touted as one of the presidential candidates to take power whenever they stage an election. And stage would probably be the appropriate word from what we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq with these kind of elections. Which is, of course, not to say that the protesters don't have genuine grievances. We talked about that earlier in the show with the food inflation. But there's no doubt that this protest was hijacked by NATO, by Brzezinski, by Soros, and these kind of globalist parties to turn it to their own end. And that's what they plan to do all along. So we'll see what happens in the aftermath now that Mubarak has announced his resignation today. Zach in Canada, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's your question for Bob Chapman today?
Actually, I got a question for you there, Paul.
Go ahead.
Bill C-36 in Canada here got passed in, like, December, and the same week they passed the Senate Bill 210.
What's Bill C-36?
It's the health, their food bill. Food safety bill, and the same one passed in America
the food safety,
on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, and you're saying that was coordinated.
Yeah, I noticed you're right for the site Global Research, and ever since they passed those bills, they haven't wrote nothing on this site about that. Maybe you can update that site for us? That'd be awesome, because I don't see any info on that after it passed. I found some info before they passed, but after they passed, I found nothing on that site. I noticed you and your brother write for it, so maybe you guys can update it.
We don't control that website. They just use our articles, but they are based in Canada, so maybe you should contact them directly. Thanks for the call. Dwayne in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Bob. I was wondering if I could read one sentence from the biography of Owen Young and ask Bob whether this scenario could take place in our day. Here it is. It says, in 1919, Owen D. Young, at the request of the U.S. government, created the Radio Corporation of America to combat threatened foreign control of America's struggling radio industry. Do you think that could happen again in our day?
Anything could happen from a corporate viewpoint. And so many of these companies that do a great deal of business in America and elsewhere, transnational corporations. And so anything is possible. You've just seen free trade and globalization create 8.5 million job losses and the loss of 42,400 businesses in the United States, and it's continuing apace. And that kind of thing, that drawing together of companies in monopolistic fashion, is possible in every industry.
seems like they had a more of a protectionist type of attitude at that time, where they wanted to nurture a growing American industry, and today it seems to be just the opposite while they're encouraging offshore production.
And that's true. And they will do it as long as we allow them. And I don't know how much help we're going to get from the House and Senate, because we just saw them extend the Patriot Act. And these were supposedly the people who were going to go in and change that, and they didn't do that. And so where are we now? We needed to throw more people out of office. We were unable to accomplish that. So that avenue, at least for two more years, is relatively closed for us. And again, we have to hold our breath and hope for the best.
Situation. Thanks for the call, Dwayne. Yeah, I mean, we had, what was it, 26 Republicans that voted against the Patriot Act measures being extended on Tuesday. And then last night, 22 of them, of course, Ron Paul was consistent in voting against it. 22 of these Republicans, most of which are Tea Party members, who are supposed to be interested in protecting individual rights and limiting the power of big government, just flipped their votes and voted for it. And what are these provisions? It's about the lone wolf provision, being able to conduct surveillance on Americans with basically no oversight whatsoever. You don't even need to prove that they've got any links to terrorism. They just say they need to conduct the surveillance, and it happens. Warrantless wiretapping. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Paul. I just wanted to ask you, first of all, if you'd seen the article. I think I emailed it in, but I don't know if anyone saw it. Because Bob was just saying about how it's important, you know, to have something to be able to protect ourselves, you know, and he, when he was talking about food. And there's a from the Catholic News Service, there's an article that says, gun control, church firmly, quietly opposes firearms for civilian ownership. And it goes in there and it talks about how now that the Pope is telling people they need to turn their guns in, and that it's evil to own guns, and private gun ownership is firearms. And he says that firearms in the hands of civilians should be strictly limited and eventually completely eliminated. And I never really heard you guys cover that, so I thought that was kind of interesting. And also, I thought was interesting, I wanted to ask you, I've heard of this mine by Stockins called Santa Fe gold, and I wanted to kind of ask Bob, what was the benefit of owning the gold bullion over buying the stock in the gold mine, since it, you know, the company is growing, and if gold is going to do so well, you know, what would be the advantages of that?
Well, I don't know Santa Fe, but I do know that historically, gold and silver shares have done well. During the 1930s, they went up over 500%, while gold doubled, and that was a deflationary depression. During the inflationary recession between 1977 and 1981, the average gold and silver share went up 40 times the advance of gold bullion. So shares have performed very well historically. I would say that they will perform as well, if not better, in the future. That's a very, very conservative statement. But you don't have the gold and silver in your hand either. And so I think people should do both, and whatever is suitable for them. And so that's the way I approach gold and silver, bullion and coins, and shares together. And everybody's different, and lots of people write to me, and I answer everybody and tell you what I think, and I helped a lot of people. Again, what was the first part of that question before that?
I was telling you about, I was just pointing out to Paul that I had sent in an article.
Oh, yes, I got it now. The Catholic Church and guns.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Pope wants people who are civilians to get rid of their guns.
Exactly, and that they're telling people that.
Are you familiar with his background during the Second World War?
Yeah, actually, I am, yeah.
Well, do you want me to get into that or not?
I mean, not really. I mean, I just kind of thought it was interesting that now all of a sudden we're hearing this, you know, you're always talking about gun control, you know, gun control, and can't hear now that the Catholic Church, you know, priests are now promulgating this message that, you know, owning guns is evil and that you shouldn't be doing this. And then, you know, and it, I think it's kind of interesting that, that they're attacking it from that front also. They're attacking it from the pulpit and they're, you know, they can, if they can get people to think that it's evil, that might be one other way they can get them out of. Out of our
hands. Well, I mean, you know what?
Well, that's the same thing they said between 1939 and 1945.
Yeah, but also the FEMA recruitment program is training pastors to teach their flock to submit to government. In the case of martial law, we brought that story 3 or 4 years ago, and it was since confirmed. So they're actually recruiting these preachers to tell people to submit to government, and of course that involves surrendering their firearms. So no surprise that they would be telling them that. Thanks for the call. We're going to come back to Bob Chapman after the break for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. We got Joe in Texas coming up. Sorry to the other callers. I think we'll just have time for Joe. And we'll be back after this short break. Stay tuned. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the Alex Jones Show live with Bob Chapman.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman. Bob, quickly tell people how they can get their hands on the International Forecaster.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs around
40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. All the things that you need to know each week are in that publication. You can get a pre-introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, that's intforecaster.com. If you have questions, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And Ted Anderson has a terrific deal there for you to get a free one-year subscription of the Forecaster. Take advantage of it. It's a terrific deal.
Okay, Joe in Texas, final caller. Go ahead quickly, please.
Yes, Paul, great job, and Bob, it's an honor. I wanted to ask you about the pertaining to silver, since silver is used so much in the electronic field, Bob, that I just wanted to inquire and see how long, in your opinion, Bob, can they keep, because I'm invested in silver, and how long can they keep manipulating this price like they are? And, you know, I mean, it's going to eventually, will it eventually be affecting like the electronic industry? And that's all. I'll listen off air. Thank you.
The electronics industry is going to suffer the same as the food industry is, as the price of silver goes higher. And as it goes higher, they'll have to try to find other conductors that will do the job, maybe not as good, but probably at a much less price. Whether that's possible or not, I don't know. Each situation is different. There is a lawsuit which has been consolidated, class action. There were seven of them. One of them was a RICO lawsuit against JPM and HSBC for rigging the silver market. I heard Max Kaiser say with Alex recently that Andrew Maguire, who blew the whistle on these people for what they were doing, has more evidence to present, and that this is going to put people in jail. And so I hope Andrew Maguire is well protected. But once this happens, the price of silver is going to break out and explode because of the enormous naked short position. So you want to be in it. You want to be in gold as well. But silver probably in the short term could be very, very explosive.
Okay, thanks for the call, Joe. Slamming a quick one. Carrie, you're on the air. Go ahead. Carrie in Georgia.
Hey, my question's really easy. It's kind of off topic. If you have family members that you want to, like, get them to tune in and listen to you guys and be made aware of some of the stuff that, you know, maybe the younger generation is listening to on the alternative news, and what is the best way to tell them to tune in? Can they tune in on AM or FM? Is there a way to pick it up without satellite radio?
Yeah, there's a list of AM and FM stations on Infowars.com. Obviously, they can tune in via the internet, prisonplanet.com, or via the iPhone. And all those stations are listed on Infowars.com in the Listen Live section. Thanks for the time, Bob. We've come to the end of the show. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. I'll be back in studio with Aaron Dykes on Monday. So stay tuned for that. Keep your entries coming in for V for Victory campaign. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.